Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Well, greetings and welcome to another episode of Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. Grateful for you all that will join us tonight on this Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. Another day's journey, and we're glad. The number to call here is 563-999-3617. Again, that number to call into the studio tonight is 563-999-3617. We'll be happy to entertain your questions and your comments. And guess what? Guess what? Tonight is open mic. Following us, you know that our open mic format allows you, our listening audience, to bring up the topics, the conversation, and yours truly, your host, will do his level best to indulge you and respond accordingly, okay? All right? So what we want to do is to, again, encourage you to give us a call here. For the next about an hour, we'll be on for Talk Straight, and the conversation is yours. Give us a call now at 563-999-3617. And again, I'll be happy to answer and converse with you and that sort of thing. We're in another month here now, and time is moving on. The third month of the year, it's early yet, but nonetheless, we're here. That being said, again, that number to call is 563-999-3617. I want to begin the show tonight with Brother Dobie Gray. This cat some years ago now, in 1973. It was entitled Drift Away. Just a nice sounding song. Nice. Y'all excuse me, I'm a musician. And I like nice music, and, you know, I can enjoy good music and that sort of thing. This guy's name is Dobie Gray, and he cut this song Drift Away. Give us a call right now. The number to call is 563-999-3617. You're listening to Talk Straight. This is your host, Brother Dockery. Come on, get in where you fit in.
Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. So that's a game that I hate to lose. Now I'm feeling the
you set yourself up for liability. But nonetheless, good people are frustrated. Then we have a influx of criminal-type behavior. Right here in Nashville, Davidson County, Tennessee, sadly enough, I understand a 16-year-old was the victim of a major shooting the other day. And those things set on you, you know. Talk Straight, you've heard us talk about urban American issues. And we were very specific about who and what we were talking about and what the focus was. That was not to demean or denigrate anyone, but to be honest about who it is we need to address particular issues with. What are those issues, Doc? We've talked about over the years since Talk Straight has been running the importance of fatherhood, responsible fatherhood, as a major part of that equation. Talk about importance of education, the importance of family revitalization and stability. We talked about the importance of economic independence. And the reality is, all you got to do is look at people's circumstances, but beyond that, the data does not, see, about where we are. And this is why this kind of dialogue is important. On Talk Straight, we want to be honest about, not offensive, but honest about certain realities, more importantly, the solution to problems. It's, as you know, it's easy to talk about a problem, but it becomes more challenging to offer solutions to that problem in a way that captures everybody. The easiest thing to do is to take off and run. Say, I'm out of here. I quit. Ah, you can do that, sure. But that's not the answer, my friends. So one of the things that we have focused on in our beginning and inception for the show is looking at the common factors or variables across urban America. That's where you have precinct broke down into voting precincts where you have a large number of individuals who tend to face poverty, children receiving poor education. There's a lot of social despair that is manifested in juvenile delinquency and status offenses, criminal behavior. And a lot of times, oftentimes, most too often, it's right in the same communities and neighborhoods. You've heard me say that, unfortunately, circumstances are such that people, the neighbor has been run out the hood, you know. But, beloved, that's something we can control, we can change. You've heard me be a little hard on the preacher. Been a little hard on the preacher. I'm a preacher myself. In terms of more we can do, being focused, I would argue that more we have a greater impact or source of leverage than the mayor or the governor or the president, you know, because that is the place where there is spiritual and moral authority, ideally, okay? And people come there looking for that type of guidance. I believe, by and large, that that's where most people want, right? Even if we come up short, that's where we want to be. This is where we have the opportunity to talk about what's needed. You heard me and my co-host, Pastor Waller, hope he can join us, talk about the missing role of the church, particularly with use of real estate in African-American, urban American communities, neighborhoods. What do you mean, Doctor? I simply mean where you own a building, your congregation own a building, it is not accessible to young people after school, after hours. There's a lack of focused programming geared toward engaging, supporting parents and families for those young people that live directly there. Now, here's one of the things that's happened. Gentrification caused a lot of those buildings to shut down, and or the primary membership that used to be predominantly African-American to move out and to go somewhere else. And now there's a new population there. Okay? Oftentimes, people that are new to the city that have different interests. And so it begs the question, then, how relevant is the church then? Now, you have still got a blend of newcomers and those that have been there, and the challenge is particularly with the crime. You know, individuals invest in a home. They move from one city or one location of the nation to Nashville, and they invest in property, and they expect that they'd be able to, you know, have a decent life. They have small children. They expect that the children will go to a school and quality education, right? The problem is that they can't control the practices and the policies that govern the public school system. Therefore, the only other option really, or options, are to teach the children at home or to find a private setting for them to receive their instruction, their learning. You know that that's a source of tension, particularly here in Tennessee and other places as well. Nationally, the idea of choice has become a major conversation, right? For good reason. Some people who say, well, it's a threat to the traditional public education system. And a lot of teachers that have been in there that have worked, and great teachers for years, some of them are ready to retire or not ready to retire, but they enjoy serving, that the school choice idea threatens their job security and livelihood. And truthfully, already, historically, they hadn't been properly compensated for all that they've done historically. You know, the argument is there that more should be done to pay them better. Yeah, that's true. Those things, there's a lot of truth to all of that, okay? But in reality, and I would argue that I'm a former special ed teacher myself, I would argue that we all should be concerned ultimately about the outcome for those children. What happens is you fail or you drop out of traditional school, and oftentimes it's in the middle school or when you begin high school. Lack that education, you lack that voice and leverage to have adequate employment or career opportunities. And then what happens? Well, you know, oftentimes individuals find themselves turning to less than legal or respectful means of providing for themselves, hence the cycle of the problem. Give me a call here, 563. Facebook Live. You're watching us here. Feel free to give me a call at 563-999-3617. Love to hear from you. We're going to be on for to about 8 o'clock this evening. We want to keep the phone lines open for you for that length of time. Sometimes people are busy, and they ain't got time to be messing around with the fathead doctrine. That's all right. I may be fathead, but I'm good looking. How about that? You listen to Talk Straight, and again, tonight we've opened up the microphones to our listening audience for you to pose any questions that you might have. We'll do our level best to answer those, or perhaps you may want to share with someone else on. It's the election night. It's called Super Tuesday, and on Super Tuesday, as you all know, both parties, Democrat, the two-party system, Democrat, Republicans, the candidates that are running for nomination are vying to get votes from folks. And, of course, no doubt you all know that two major candidates is President Biden and former President Donald Trump, and that the two of them are in a battle for to be recognized, right? And on the Republican side, you have Nikki Haley, who some would wonder what her goal is and why she's still in it. So she got a right. That's her right to be in as long as she wants to. But realistically, the party you say you want to represent, it seems to me you should be honest with yourself about where that is and where that's going. That being said, I would argue, as an independent myself, that the two-party system shouldn't be the last option. There should be some other way that candidates can be known that are interested beyond just the two-party system. But that's another conversation. Won't get into that too much. I'd like to go back to the discussion about urban American issues. About 8 years ago, I endeavored took our tour, and we identified 10 cities that we got around to, and we looked at the demographic data, we looked at the social data, looked at economic data, looked at educational data, and what we try to do is to understand how all of these places had the ingredients for failure in common. Failure of who? Many good individuals living in urban American neighborhoods. But the goal was to seminar, and we've had guests on from many of those cities, most of those cities, as a matter of fact, over the years they've been on with us. The goal was to come up with ways by which for each city they can develop their own serum or anecdote to address the issues there. And by extension, when everybody did this and we did this well, we're addressing all of them. Now, was that comprehensive? No, that was not all inclusive. However, it was an effort, an attempt to begin something that we can document. Perhaps the strongest thing that came from that is this podcast with Talk Straight. And hence, to this day, are we on this March 5th, 2024, we strive to keep that conversation alive by way of Talk Straight right here on blogtalkradio.com. And our BFC Institute is our link there, blogtalkradio.com, BFC Institute. You can find us there. So I love to hear from you. Is there another topic that you have, something else that you'd like to discuss, something you want to bring to bear, to fruition? Let's do it. Let's talk about it. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get right into it. Let's get right into it. And while I await your call, I'm going to play me a little bit more music. See, y'all like music too, don't you? I love music. Any kind of music. All right. I ain't gonna sing. I ain't gonna do that to y'all. I ain't gonna do that to you. See who we got here. Ain't no way. Y'all know who's saying that, don't you? Ain't no way. By Aretha Franklin. Let's see what she's talking about, right quickly, and then we'll get into some more conversation. But y'all go ahead and give me a call, see, and that number is 5. See, I'm talking to you on Facebook, and even if you're on the Blog Talk Radio platform, the number to call tonight is 563-999-3617, and we can bring you right in to our conversation. Let's listen to Aretha for a few minutes while we wait your call. 563-999-3617. That's the number to call.
Let me
know, Risa. Y'all hear what she's saying? She's trying to say, if, in order for me to love you, brother, you got to lay some things down. Let me see what she said. She said, how can I? If what, Orisa? That makes sense now. I see what's going on. Now, one of the things I was discussing earlier in the show was the breakdown in family, okay? My sister here is, from a woman's perspective, making it known that if she wanted to, and perhaps she's speaking to the rest of her soul for a lot of sisters, if she wanted to be the pillow, the shell, the skeleton for the family, the curator, if you will, it's necessary. I'm hearing her say, there's no way she can do that without other roles being met and satisfied. She recognizes that, you know, that's the stuff she needs to do, right? But at the same time, she recognized that she can't be as effective in fulfilling that role without somebody else. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not a one that's going to beat brothers up and bash us. While I realize we got, collectively speaking, we got some issues and we got some things we need to work on, right? Time for us to look at ourselves in the mirror of men and women and ask ourselves, who is standing between us? What instigates our communication? What barriers keep us from working together, more importantly, in the interest of our children? See? Because if you show me a child out on the street with a, I don't care if he got a pistol or a banana, and they're after 9 o'clock at night, I'll show you a child that's improperly supervised by their parental authority. Huh? The one that has custodial authority over him or her. See? And so, question is, I'm not going to just ask where your mama is. I want to know where your dad is. Come on, somebody. Because you didn't get here folded by your mama. Help me, Holy Ghost. You understand what I'm saying? So, what are you saying, Doctor? I'm simply saying on this Tuesday night, and I'm waiting on y'all to call. It's open mic. It's open mic. I don't have a particular topic this evening. We decided to open up the floor to you. So I hope if you're listening, if you're following us, maybe everybody's busy. It is election night, and many of our elections right here in Nashville, Davis County, maybe some of those are focused there. And I understand other people are busy and so forth and so on. But I welcome you to call. I welcome you to call 563-999-3617. Yes, 563-999-3617. That's the number to call. But we on right now. And I was simply saying that Aretha was highlighting the fact that she wants to be what she needs to be for you in a relationship, in the family. But I need you to step up and do something too. If you won't let me, ain't no way I can do that for you. That's what she's saying. That's what she's saying. Y'all know the song. Y'all know the song. Y'all know the song. But more importantly, I would say that the lesson to take away from that tonight is that, and I believe we know this, yes, there are people and there are things that I'm convinced seek to stand in the way of proactive family growth and development. And why you say that, Doctor? Because when that's in place, we can eliminate the need for welfare. God on me, because I'm a product of the welfare system, of the food stamp baby, growing up in the housing project in Chicago, Illinois. I can talk about this. You understand? What I'm saying to you in 2024 is it is possible for a husband and a wife, a father and a mother to work together, develop a plan, work that plan, and provide for their children to where you don't have to have that. Oh, it takes some sacrifice, sure. Takes some planning, absolutely. Anything worth having is worth working for it and fighting for it. Not only to get it, but to keep it. So what you saying, Doctor? I'm saying that as a preacher, I'm going to put my preacher hat on now, as a prognosticator of the gospel of truth, that's one of the things that we can encourage, Brother Pastor, is the stop. You know, as you have a fire, they teach you stop, drop, and roll. Well, stop, drop some things, and roll out a new perspective. Maybe you don't know how to love a woman. We talked about that on one of the shows. How do you love a black woman? Or a white woman, for that matter. How do you love a woman? Right? Maybe you don't know how to do that. I don't know. But that's what we need to find out then, right? How do you love your children? Huh? The Bible admonishes us not to frustrate our children, the wrath. How do you do that? How do you do that? And what I'm saying to you is it is possible for you to do it. First of all, let's acknowledge that it can happen. It can happen, right? And if you want to, it will happen. See, it will happen. But how do you make that happen? I'm typing in. All right. Those are the things that we can discuss. We can talk about. We can get done. Right. You listen to Talk Straight again. In case you just joined us on Facebook live stream or on the Blog Talk Radio platform, and it's open mic. Talk Straight is here for you, and we've opened up the phone line for you to call in tonight and talk to us. Post your question or comment on Facebook. I'll respond that way as well. What's that number then, Doctor? How do I call in? Well, just dial 563-999-3617. Yeah, if you do that, then we'll bring you right on. We'll bring you right in, and we'll have a conversation. We'll have a dialogue. We got another few minutes or so. We're going to wrap up here around 8 o'clock or so. We got about 25 minutes or so to do it, and we're going to try to keep the phone lines open for that length of time. I'm watching some of our races here and watching some of the political races that are going on right now. And trying to see what's going on here, man, and where we at. Some of those numbers are starting to come in, and we'll look in and see where folk are doing here. Let's see. Okay. Yeah. All right, all right. All right, well, so there you go. That's the, okay. All right. All right, well, look like it's going to be a... Looks like it's going to be a squincher for some folks. Squincher for some, okay? We'll look at that. So what's important to you tonight? What's important to you tonight? Let me ask that question. What's the most important to you? Most important thing to you tonight? Let me pose that question. As I leave the phone lines open for you to talk to me, I'll wait your response. Some things that are key is we've had this issue with the influx of immigrants, individuals coming across the border and breaking the law as they do so, and conversation about sanctuary cities. I believe the intent was to try to be open and loving and caring for people that were struggling and wanted to benefit from the American dream. And that's nice. That's good. But there's a limit to how much you can give out. See? Because what we got to understand is the city government, the state government, federal government don't have no money other than what they tax you and I for. So that's our money. And there needs to be some fiscal responsibility with our money, taxpayer money. Can't just give everything out to every and anybody. You can't do that even in your own home, in your own personal affairs. So I would say to our brothers and sisters, and they tell me they're coming from all kind of nations now. It used to be the focus was on people from Mexico. Oh, no, not just them. They come as far as Africa and Algeria and China and other places, Pakistan, I've heard, from Turkey and all over the world. That's unsustainable. That is unsustainable. We just can't do it that way, beloved. And well, so what do you do with these? What's the most humane thing to do with these people as they come? Well, first we need to send a message. Stop coming. Okay? And we do need to secure our border, right? We do need to lock things down. And unfortunately, I'm not sure we're going to be able to take care of everybody. Yeah, I don't know you're going to be able to take care of everybody. So what do? You know what I mean? What do? You certainly, you can't afford to allow yourself to get tripped up too much. All right, we go to the phone line. We got 8095. Welcome to Talk Straight. Question or comment? Paula? 8095. You're on live on Talk Straight.
Yeah, okay. What's happening? Talking straight over there, I see.
I know this,
yeah.
But This is one of the hardest
weeks
I know in Nashville, man.
All right. Man, don't say it like that, brother. So I'll tell you, make me believe that in a minute. For real.
Yes,
you
sir.
Sure
well,
will.
Good to have you.
Always.
All right. I know you're out there laboring, and we're grateful for you to be able to tune in. It's open, Mike. We just opened up the phone lines, and I've just been... going back and forth with different things. So what? Tell us about what's going on. What's your latest? What you got going on out there? What's your latest there?
Man, it's just a continuation. It's just, just making sure that I stay the course and continue to press on,
okay.
Brother. I think that's more than enough evidence at this point, to
sure.
Say that with all the things that's going on and,
mm-hmm.
so much work to be done, it's a matter of having that strong heart desire to keep on keeping on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The journey is real.
Look like.
The journey is real and it's tedious, brother.
Yes, sir. But we got to stay on the fight. Look like we've been joined
right.
by a man out of St. Louis there. It's open mic, St. Louis. Perfect opportunity if there's a topic of discussion you'd like for us to hit. We'll be glad to address that with you.
Well, how are you doing today? That's
pretty good. I won't complain. Yeah. Out there running, that's all. But that goes with it.
Well, you know, I was looking at a couple of things.
Okay. All right.
One was the Supreme Court ruling. Or
yes,
should I
sir.
Say their opinion?
Yes,
I have
sir.
To study that because I'm a person that's for states' rights.
Okay.
Even though I think states have a right to control their ballots, I think Congress, what they should do is produce a federal ballot separate of the state. And then the other thing is that I see where blacks in Chicago is up in arms about the migrants, and the migrants are supposed to say that they're going to turn Chicago red because the governor is going to let them vote on state ballots.
What? Okay. Did they
pass they can
that
vote
already?
On if states want illegals to vote on state ballots, it's okay.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that'd be interesting to see if that comes to fruition. But I do know that, I'm originally from Chicago and I still got family there. I do understand that there's a lot of frustration there on part of citizens because things like schools have been literally, children have been taken out of schools and certain centers have been closed down to the natives, to the citizens, and given to some of the migrants that have come. And that's a source of frustration. And, I heard about them, many of them promising that they're going to vote Republican this go around. Very interesting. Very interesting.
Well, not only the blacks, but the migrants say they are, too. From what I heard, are the Latinos. Blacks are going to lose power in Chicago. They almost did the last election. And it will be for sure the next one around after they got rid of Lori Lightfoot. And this guy that's in there, I don't know how in the world you can consecutive terms put in some really terrible mayors, but that's exactly what they have done. And on the other issue, you get the politics and the decisions that you vote for. So you've been
voting for
these politicians like Danny Davis and Bobby Rush. I don't know if he's still in there or not. And you get what you vote for.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting you say that. I've noticed that over the last few mayoral elections, they've had significantly low voter turnout. And usually what happens is your diehard partisan voters, which tend to be predominantly Democrats, are those who prevail. And it was interesting, St. Louis, very few, I'm going to say prominent, well-known, with big name recognition candidates were on the ballot in both Lightfoot's election and this gentleman that's there now. And it begs the question, why? Why nobody is interested in running for leadership? And maybe because they know Chicago is in some deep trouble financially and a whole lot of things, man. It's interesting. It's interesting, though. And that's a case in other cities. I notice what's happening now in Seattle as well as in Denver, Colorado. New York is facing a lot of realities now. You see what I mean? So I think this is something that's around the country that's starting
to... Well, let me ask you Sure. Is there any city that have black politics that are doing prosperous things? Because blacks control the politics in Chicago and down there in Illinois. Look, your lieutenant governor is black. Your secretary of state is black. Your attorney general is black. Your police commissioners are black. Your prosecutor is black.
Mm-hmm.
This goes right down the line.
And you asked a good question. You asked if they're doing anything that's, And how do you qualify that, St. Louis? Qualify that question for me when you say, are they doing
well,
it?
Blacks have said they wanted people that look like them to represent them. And I didn't mention the schools, but they've had
right.
that. And the outcome is just terrible.
Okay. Okay.
Politically.
Okay.
Yeah. How long have
okay.
Democrats ran? How long has Democrats ran Chicago? I know they ran St. Louis for over 74 years. You ain't even that old.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Well, that's true. I mean, you're right about that. The point is well taken that they've had a long-standing control, and it does beg the question. Well, but back to your original point, there seems to be a change of mind. I think right here in Nashville, Pastor Waller, many of the voters are looking for something different than just what they had to live with. Davidson County is largely a blue county. It has been. But I think I'm seeing a shift in interest from just Democrat and or Republican. People looking for more focused unity and productivity. It's worth talking about. It's worth looking at. You know what I mean? It's worth looking at. But there are some people who don't tune in to the politics of their neighborhood, and that's the thing. According to Henry Campbell Black's Law Dictionary, one of the things that make you a citizen is that you're a member of a political community, and a lot of people are not really tuned into that, to what's going on there. So the need.
Well, that's a democratic process. It's a democratic process, and also it's part of your civic duties.
Yeah.
Every citizen has civic duties that has to be carried out by them for the good of the society and the community. But they keep electing people. Blacks elect people based on skin color, then the D behind the name. And that has proven to be disastrous. Where is it that one of these politicians that they elect has left the community in good standing? I only know maybe one or two. But other than that, it's terrible. Philadelphia, Baltimore, St. Louis, Memphis, New Orleans.
Yeah. Well, what do you think?
Right on down the line.
Yeah. St. Louis? You make a good point. What should be the focus there? And I know this is just, I don't even know if it's even academic conversation, but it's because unless people are going to do something different, you know, you're going to keep on getting what you get. What do you think the answer is?
The answer is that they need to understand how this stuff works and stop voting for people, letting things, and sitting back watching and see what happens, like looking out the window, peeking out the window, really.
Right.
You control that politician. See, city governments is not going to develop a city. It takes private dollars to do that. And private dollars is not going to come into an area, one, if you got bad school, two, if you got high crime, and three, if you got lousy government. They are not going to do it. So that leaves the government that's lackadaisical. All they're going to do is try to pass the buck and blame it on somebody else.
Okay. Well, I would agree that I hear people talk about voter registration, which is important. That's key. But I would argue that equally, if not more, voter education is more important for people to be aware of the real issues that confront them. You know what I mean? And more importantly, debate is key, so that if you have more than one person on the ballot, there should be healthy debate so that the voters can decide who's talking right and who ain't talking right. You know what I mean? So those are elements, I believe, that, as you said, help strengthen the democratic process such that representation is there for everybody, not just the party, but for people. So, yeah, that's Amen. What can I say? Pastor, you want to get in on that, man?
Say that again, Pastor Doctor.
You got anything you want to say on that? I know you. That's not something you focused on, because you've said many times that you realize that there's something greater for people. There's another issue that people focus. But would you like to chime in on that discussion?
What I've always said, Pastor Doctor, and I'll say it now because the Word of God is real. You know,
okay.
And this is the day that the Lord God has made. And he tells us
okay.
to rejoice and to be glad in it. So I'm just
right.
glad knowing that without God in it, ain't nobody going to be able to do nothing. But, you know, some people just don't put God first. And me, myself, I can admit that I never done that because I didn't know him. But once I found out that somebody started this thing called life, I knew it wasn't me.
Uh-huh.
And I got to be real with myself, man, and just thank God that he gave me a chance to find out that he said he stretched out heaven all by himself. So that's the one I'm going to trust. I'm going to lean. I'm going to depend upon him because I know one thing for sure, no matter who they select or who they have in there, he's not going to be the one that's going to be running nothing because there's always somebody that's over that person. You know, I've even heard somebody say that is not – the one who is going to be sitting in that seat is going to be calling the shots. So I'm just okay with that, just knowing that, man. So that means that God is going to make sure that he continues to be the provider. And if I put my trust in him, then I don't have to worry about no matter who they got sitting in the seat. You see what I'm saying? So why would I give credit to a man and then exclude God who made life, you know what I mean? So I'm going to say, God, you don't even exist, but that man do. Man, that's insane. But that's just the way it is. You know, some people choose to believe that the man's going to be able to do something. And then when you go to picking and then shooting shots at certain ones, I've heard black so many times since I've been on this phone, I didn't know if that was another color because black must have a whole lot of attention that he's been giving people. And no wonder blacks are so powerful. You know what I mean? Because we can endure a lot of stuff. We can endure hardship. We can endure wrongdoing. We can endure being lied on. They even came up with some tapes and some videos that you can cover yourself when folks treat you wrong. Now, what kind of people do you think is doing that? Yeah, man, I'm talking about, you know, they have got evidence now that they, and then even with the cameras being shown, they still pretend like the camera wasn't even on, you know, and things like that. So who's doing that? That means that the blacks are dealing with some stuff, man. And I'm just grateful to know that God did not make no mistake, man, when he made black folks. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I can't knock no other ethnic group of people, but I'm so grateful to know that when I look back over it, man, there ain't no anybody endure this kind of hardship, brother. I'm talking about to be mistreated, to be belittled and put down, to act as if you're not nothing. And then not to mention, let me say this, I'm going to turn it back over to you. You know advantage? You know the word advantage? You know, to be able to have advantage over people? Let's just say, for instance, you got $50 and I only have $1. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And you got the advantage over me because you got $50 and I only have $1. Now, I'm going to do the best I can with the dollar now. But just remember, you got $50, man, so it's going to be real tough on me. And you can just do things according to what you believe that you can do because you feel like you got the advantage. Well, that's what's happening in society, man. There's a group of people, brother, that believe that they have the advantage over people. And when you do that, you make others feel less than, but God has given us a chance to realize the importance of trusting in him, man. And so I'm going to say this. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. And in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct my path, man. So that's what I'm going to do, brother. So when they get to picking and choosing, you remember I told you years ago that I didn't even know who the president was at one time?
I
it didn't matter who he was at one time. You know what I mean? Because I was living a lifestyle, and now I came to myself, and I realized, man, God is the source.
Right.
So I'm going to put my trust in him, man, and no matter which way it goes, I'm trusting him.
Got you. Now, I would say, though, I agree with that. Certainly trust him. Policies and laws that are brought to bear has a direct impact on it. I mean, you can't even drive a car legally without a driver's license. and there are laws that govern that, right, and certain other things in society. So it seems to me that at least at a minimum, I think you would agree that it is important to be aware, and there's your greatest opportunity to make sure that those representing your interest in government relative to those laws and are someone that at least you can hope and trust that they're doing the right thing. I think that's largely what, well, I don't think that, I know that that is the focus of it. But ultimately, I agree with you, the head of our life is the Creator, is God himself. So, but yeah. All right. Well, we're down to 7:56 here. Let's wrap this thing up then. Let's put a bow on it for tonight. we're going for an hour this evening. And anything else, St. Louis, you have to share before we wrap up here?
No, I don't have anything else.
Okay,
I guess
well,
I'll let you go. All right, then, take it easy.
All right, sir. So you've been listening to Talk Straight, and it was open mic, so I didn't have a structured dialogue or topic that we were focusing on, but we're grateful that our co-host, Pastor Waller, was able to join us, and he let us know that ultimately, when it's all said and done, God is in control. He is the author and finisher of our faith. I heard one writer say it like that. But with that, Pastor, you want to give us a final thought here, sir, and take us home for the evening?
Yeah, man, I enjoyed it, brother. You know, you just continue to do what you're doing, and I was just able to get the portion that I was able to get. But I love
yes,
it when I understand the challenge that we have to deal with as a people, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God is the source, and I'm glad to be reminded, because without God being the source, then I don't think nothing is going to be able to exist. And that's the reason why I always like to acknowledge him, because he gave the instruction. And you've been doing that for some years as we come together and just continue it, because every now and then I look at the situation. Sometimes, you know, the enemy will come in and try to intercept what God is doing, you know, and he used all kind of tactics. But when you know his schemes and tactics, you know, you equip. And I thank God for giving me the patience. And, you know, patience, man, has been working for me. So I thank you for allowing me to just say what I have to say. You know, when you think about just this day right here, Pastor Dockery, and a person trusts in their own heart, for instance, I use myself as an example. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26 says, "Whosoever trusted in his own heart is a fool, but whosoever walked wisely shall be delivered." Man, I think God is working through you. And when you put the message out there, somebody's listening, man, and somebody may be like, once upon a time was a fool that became wise and, you know, be delivered from being a fool, man. So that's what we continue to do. Press on, keep doing what you're doing, because you never know who's listening. Somebody may change their life, man, and turn around when you least expect it and probably say, I got to get to know that God that he's talking about. But then again, it just takes a little while. Sometimes it takes longer than others for people to convince themselves that God does exist, man. Yeah, so I yield back to you on that note, because with God, nothing shall be impossible. Yes,
all right,
sir.
We appreciate it. I think it's an order to leave on the Mississippi Mass Choir. You've been listening to Talk Straight, and it was an open mic format tonight, so we're grateful for those that called in and those that perhaps have listened on the Facebook live stream as well as the Blog Talk Radio platform, and those that may capture this recording after the fact. But nonetheless, we're grateful for you. Mississippi Mass Choir says, "I rose this morning." Yeah, and I didn't have to doubt. So we're going to be on next Tuesday, fill in for another episode of Talk Straight on behalf of our co-host, Pastor Ricky Waller, and myself. Thank you again, and we'll look forward to talking with you next Tuesday, 7 o'clock p.m., for another episode of Talk Straight.
Yeah. All right.
Listen to that now. Listen to that. Listen to that. See what you said.
Thank you.